Brother Charles. I sing that song to myself, or I sing it to the Lord when I'm by myself all the time. And boy, that song's been a blessing in some pretty dark days and some pretty dark hours. Just to reassure yourself that He will stand by you. Amen. I wish I could be half as faithful to Him as He's been to me. Amen. The Lord is faithful. Thank God. I tell you, Ephesians chapter number 2. Yes, sir. All right. Hold your finger there and catch 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. Ephesians 2. And we're going to wind up in Luke chapter number 10. Ephesians 2. 1 Corinthians 3. And then Luke 10. Say amen when you find them first two. Ephesians chapter number 2, if you're there, let's look at verse number 10 together. Everybody looking at it? The Bible said, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto," say the next two words, "good works which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." I like this phrase, "we are His workmanship." Now, if I make me, I'm going to mess me up royally. How about you? If I try to fix me, I'm going to mess me up even worse than I already am. Amen. A lot of people come into RU and they've tried every way in the world to fix themselves, but you can't fix yourself. But I'm glad we're His workmanship. Amen. And what God does right. I'm still in a body of flesh and I still make mistakes and I still sin. But that spiritual work that He done in my heart and my soul is perfect. Do you understand that? My salvation is flawless. Somebody say amen right there. We are His workmanship created, He said, unto good works. Now watch this. He said that He ordained that we should walk in them. In other words, God made a decision and God put His seal of approval on this very fact that we're His workmanship created unto good works and that we should walk in them. Amen. We've been talking about building here lately. Tonight I want to talk about building a team. Building a team. Look at, where did I tell you to go next? 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. Look with me at verse number 9. Verse number 9. The Bible said, "For we are laborers," I like this, "together with God. Ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building." He said, we're laborers together, and I'm glad those next two words are in the book. With God. Amen. Amen. With God. If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. Aren't you glad that we're not in this thing all by ourselves? We're laborers together with God. In other words, we roll our sleeves up and get out there and get after it. That means God's out there right beside us. How about that, man? Hey, we're laborers together with God. Now go to Luke chapter number 10. Luke chapter number 10. Brother Johnny come in tonight. I said, man, I can't believe you're here tonight. I'm preaching on the Braves. He said, here, wear my ring. You'll feel inspired. Amen. I do. I feel a little something on that. Amen. I feel like I might could throw a fastball or something. Amen. Luke chapter number 10. Luke chapter number 10. Look at verse number 1. Luke chapter number 10. The Bible said, after these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also and sent them to and two before His face into every city and place whither He Himself would come. Therefore said He unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that He would send forth laborers into His harvest. Now pay close attention to me here. Remember, it's His harvest. Amen. Amen. I know we make a big deal about our bus kids, but really they're His bus kids. Amen. This is not Brother Eddie White's ministry. This is His ministry. We're laborers together with Him in His harvest. Does that make sense? In other words, it's His harvest. He just let us be on His team. You remember, I remember being in elementary school. We played baseball on the playground every single day at New Georgia Elementary School. And you always had two captains. And you always wanted to be on the captain's team that was good. Y'all remember that? You'd stand over there, pick me, pick me, pick me, pick me. And you'd always save the fat kid to last. Y'all remember that? Anyway, and, I'm glad God picked me to be on his team. I'm glad, hey, I'm on a winning team. Now, I'm the world's worst. If the Braves ain't winning, I ain't watching. If the Bulldogs don't show up to play ball, I ain't got time to watch them. If they just gonna fool around, I ain't got time to fool that mess. I want to watch somebody that's gonna do something. I want to watch somebody that's gonna knock the lights out of the stadium. I want to watch somebody that's got smoke coming off a fastball. I want to see something happening. We need Bobby Cox back, is what we need. Amen? Amen. We'll have to get him some oxygen all. He's getting old, but I like a winning team. I do. I like it. Y'all remember the first year? What year was it when the Braves won the NLCS West or whatever you call that? 91. Was it 91? When old Sid Bream come limping across the plate and they, old announcers hollering, Braves win! Braves win! Man, everybody was a Braves fan then. You know why? Because they were doing well and they were doing good. Listen, I've got good news for you tonight. We are part of a team, whether you realize it or not, that has never lost a game. Amen. When the World Series comes around, it's in the bag. Are you listening? It's in the bag. I want to talk to you about being part of a team. Listen, God has been a team player long before man ever began. He had God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. A team. They are three, but they act as one. Do you understand what the concept of a team is? Y'all all right? You got to understand what a team is. It's a group effort. It's a group of people or an organization of people with the same purpose and the same goal and the same direction in mind. We may have different jobs and different parts, but we're all part of the team. Amen. I told Brother Jason a while ago, he's talking about some ministry that's helping a lot of people in Atlanta. And I said, are they doctrinally straight? He said, well, probably not exactly. And I thought, you know, I ain't going to throw no rocks at them. If they getting people saved, if they getting people out of the gutter and off the street, hallelujah for them. Amen. Amen. We probably ain't got all our I's dotted in the right place either. Amen. We probably going to get to heaven and go, oh, I thought we had that one right. Amen. We probably going to find out we got something a little off. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Y'all okay?
Amen.
Y'all looking at me like, you mean we ain't perfect? That's exactly what I mean. Thank God we're on the same team. We're not in competition with Fullerville. We're on the same team. Amen. We're not even in competition with the First Baptist. We're on the same team. Amen. You know what I got thinking one day? I got thinking, you know what? They've got their place. They're different than us. I'm not going to be preaching in that pulpit anytime soon. Unless they wanted to swap property. We'd do that in a heartbeat. Brother Warren's got me a set of blueprints for a 800-seat auditorium that would look good right here where we're standing. We just need $4 million, Brother Fred. Streaking digging right there on the front row. Amen. Let us have a stack or two, okay? I'm going to have everybody in this place convinced you're loaded, ain't I? Amen. What was I saying? Oh, we're on the same team. I got to think about his money, and I lost all train of thought, man. Well, hey, they might reach somebody we can't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Right. All the millionaires in town ain't flocking here.
Yeah.
Right. Amen. But I'm glad there is a place somebody can go and hear the gospel.
Amen.
Amen. We all right? We're on the same team. We're not in competition. Listen, God in Genesis chapter number 2 said it wasn't good that man be alone. He said it wasn't good for man to be alone, so he made him a help suitable for him and established the right of marriage. God saw man all by himself, and he said, wait a minute, we don't need the Lone Ranger here. He needs a partner. He needs a helper. And he made him a wife, and he called that thing a marriage. You know what your marriage relationship is? By the way, let me take a pause right here. April 13th, 14th, and 15th, I have our spring revival book. Brother Tim Fallure will be here from Florida, outside Pensacola. And he's going to be preaching 3 nights on the home and marriage. 3 nights on the home, specifically. 3 nights on the home and marriage. When God put you and your spouse together, God gave you a team.
Amen.
Amen. My wife is the other half of my team. See, when I got married and said I do, I didn't get a personal slave. I didn't marry somebody because I couldn't cook. I didn't marry somebody because I couldn't wash my clothes. I married somebody because I needed help getting through this thing called life. Amen. And God gave me something special when he gave me my wife. Whoso findeth a wife, the Bible said, findeth a good thing. But by that relationship, hey, we're on the same side. Used to, she'd criticize my preaching a little bit, and I'd get mad. She'd say, you ought not have said that. I should keep your mouth shut. I'll do the preaching. You do the praying. That's what I used to tell her. I tell her, keep your mouth shut. I'm preaching. And I said some mighty stupid things. You know what I've come to find out? She had my best interest at heart. She didn't want me to look stupid-er. Amen. She's trying to help me to be better than what I am. Are we okay there? Men, don't be afraid to take some advice from your wife. She's part of your team. Amen. Two guys on the same team, they want each other to excel. Amen. If a batter's dropping his shoulder or something, one of the other team members may say, hey, man, you need to pick that shoulder up. I'm seeing where you're messing up right there. They're there to help one another. I'm glad when God put my wife and I together, we're a pretty good team. Amen. Levi was helping me with this message today, and he texts me these pictures. You'll see some more in just a minute. And I was showing Angie the pictures. She said, you come up with that? I said, no, Levi did. I just told him what I wanted. She said, speaking of team, y'all make a pretty good team. She said, I like them sermons y'all collaborate on. And now she's home with a swelled up jaw and a toothache, so she'll have to, maybe she's streaming the internet. I doubt it. If Levi was preaching, she would be streaming the internet. Amen. Thank God for a team. Now listen, this concept goes all through the Bible. All through the Bible. You got Jonathan and David. You got Gideon and his 300. You got Moses and Aaron and Hur. And you've got where God put people together for a common reason and for a common goal and for a common direction. I believe here at Happy Valley, we got one awesome team. I walked up into that bus meeting on Sunday night, and I'm sorry I did it, but I just busted out crying. How many people did I count up there? 50? There was like 52 people up there Sunday night working in our children's ministry. And I started crying. I told them, I said, I'm sorry, but I remember when there were two. And you know what God's been doing? God's been expanding the team, and it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And I say, hallelujah. Yeah. Because here's the concept of a team. The more we have working in the same direction, the more we're going to get done. And I believe Jesus is coming. I believe he's coming soon. I believe we are in the last days. And I think we'll do all for Christ we can. Somebody said, well, you know, I just don't like a big church. I don't either. Boy, don't God die on me. I don't like a big church. I like a little small country church. So I made up my mind. We're going to have a little small country church with a lot of people. I'm serious, aren't I? We're going to keep that small church feel. I don't care how big this thing gets. Amen. Listen, we got a big job. There's a big city out here. There's a big population out here. And one man can't Lone Ranger this thing and do it all by himself. Amen. Not one of us is capable of handling this right here by ourselves. Not one. There's so much going on the property right now. It's amazing. Some Wednesday nights, I'd like to lay out of here and go see what's going on out yonder. I thank God I trust the people who's back there. Amen. With all my heart. If they said they mistreated your child, I'd have to have pictures to prove it. Amen. Thank God for that, man. Thank God we got some team out here working. On Sunday mornings, this place is a beehive of people. 268 people in the sanctuary Sunday morning. Now get this, it was over 400 on the property. That meant there's a lot going on around the building. You know what it was? You know what makes that possible? God has given us a team of dedicated people who love his children and love his work and love to bring honor and glory to their Savior. Amen. Amen. What I'm trying to do is sign you up tonight to be a part of this team. Amen. Be a part of this team. It's an awesome team. And I think it's just going to get bigger. In Acts chapter number 1, we've got this group of disciples gathered together with one accord in one place. Jesus tells them to go there and wait till they're endued with power, till the Holy Spirit comes. You know what he's doing? He's putting a team together. He's putting a team together to propagate the gospel and birth the New Testament church. That's what he called that team, a church. By the way, you know what we call this team? Happy Valley Baptist Church. It's a team, man. Victory Valley Rescue Ranch is its own entity. It's got its own 501(c), but you know what? It's under the umbrella of Happy Valley Baptist Church. Amen. That thing starts going in the wrong direction, I'll straighten him out. Amen. Everything he does, he calls and asks my permission or gets my thought or my input. Amen. Why? Because it reflects on this. Everything we do reflects on this. It's Happy Valley Baptist Church. Amen. And I believe with all my heart, in this town and in this area, it took a few years, but in this town and in this area, we are known for something. We'll take anybody. That's our testimony. It doesn't matter what side of the railroad tracks you come from. It doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter how they're dressed when they get here, as long as they're covered. It doesn't matter if they got tattoos and piercings. And it don't matter. Go to Happy Valley, they'll take you. Woo! Hallelujah, what a compliment. Yes, sir, red, yellow, black, and white. And if they start making them pink with purple polka dots, we'll take them too. One lady said to me one day, she said, "What are you trying to do now, make this a Mexican church?" I said, "Yeah, because we don't want a heifer church." Amen. We're going to take them all, brother. Amen. Y'all smile, it'll be all right. I didn't really say that. I really did think it, though, I promise you. Yeah, I didn't say it out loud. But amen. That just felt good. I want to do it again. Well, lost my whole train of thought. That was one of those things my wife would say on the way home. You probably shouldn't have said that. Show me that next picture, Levi. I'll give you three thoughts and we're going to go to the house. Now, I want you to notice something. These are three pictures of the same stadium. But there's three different things going on. Now, I want you to notice that first picture. There is a crowd watching the field. There is a multitude watching the field. There's only, what, 9 guys on the field? Amen. Excluding the umpires and the first and third base coaches, 9 players. 10 if you count the batter. Look how many sitting in the stands. You know what they're doing? That baptistry's draining, ain't it? That's what that scared me. I heard that. I thought the floor was opening up and sucking us in, man. I don't know how many thousands Turner Field to hold, but there's a heap of them right there. And you know what they're all doing? They're everyone sitting, spectating, watching what's going on that field. And they're sitting there with expectations. Yeah. They paid money to see somebody get up there and do their best. Yeah. They've got foam fingers and they're waving them things, foam tomahawks, and they're chanting and they're doing the wave. They're cheering for their team. The Bible said we're compassed about with so great a cloud of witness. Listen, there's some people right now tonight who is watching the field and they're cheering us on. Yes. Listen, believe it or not, there's a crowd in heaven cheering us on tonight. Amen. I believe Brother J.M. Brooks is in heaven tonight saying, "Preach it, son. Preach it, son. I'm pleased with what God's done at that place." Amen. I believe Jay Bice is sitting there saying, "Preach, boy. Preach." I believe my little grandmother is up there cheering us on tonight. There's a crowd in heaven cheering us on. They're watching what we're doing on the field. Have you ever watched a ball game and got mad?
Amen.
You know, like if you were out there, you could do better. I remember sitting in my lounge chair at home thinking, "I could hit that. I could hit that, man, any day of the week. Are you blind?" Then Brother Tom gave me his company tickets one night, and me and Levi went and sat right behind home plate. I'm talking about there's the people with the radar guns, here's us. Greg Maddox is pitching. And it's just like he's pitching to me. I ain't seen the ball yet. He'd get out there and make all them faces, stick his tongue out. And I'm in my mind, I'm thinking, I got this one. You'd hear, pop, and then I'd swing. No. You sit there and you're watching the performance of those on the field, and you're discouraged by what they're doing. I believe there's a crowd in heaven tonight that's discouraged over some of these churches that don't want to have church on Sunday night. Over some of these churches that are going away from the Word of God. Over some of these churches that are watering down the doctrine of the Bible. Y'all okay? Where they used to preach the truth. Where they used to say they believed this book. Oh, I can take you to them all over the area tonight and take you where they used to preach just like this. And now they call us a cult. We okay? I bet you there's some discouraged grandmas in heaven going, I've been to places and preached and had people come and shake my hand. Old people. I'm talking old elderly people. Shake my hand, tears run down their face and say, I hadn't heard preaching like that in years. That's what I grew up on. Well, why do y'all keep these deadheads around?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's the older people that are allowing the churches to change. And I believe there's a discouraged crowd in heaven this morning because of what they sweated over and what they worked for and what they prayed over and what they started way back yonder in the 1800s ain't nowhere near now what it was then. There's a crowd in heaven watching the field. There's a crowd in hell tonight watching the field.
Yes, sir.
You remember Lazarus and the rich man? The Bible said the rich man died also, and in hell he lifted up his eyes. And he looked across that great gulf into Abraham's bosom and saw Lazarus there being comforted. Remember what he said? He asked for a drop of water to touch his tongue, for I'm in torment in his flames. He had two requests. Here was his second one. Send somebody back to go tell my brother. You know what he was doing? He was watching the field. He was watching what was going on the field. There's a crowd in heaven tonight that are cheering us on just like those in heaven. Please preach to them. Please tell them, don't die and come to this awful place. Amen. There's those that are watching the field. I don't know about you. I want to play well. Amen. I want to have a good at-bat every time we walk behind this place. There's days I struggle. I'm struggling tonight. My throat's killing me. But I want to have a good at-bat. I want to leave and feel like I said what I was supposed to say.
That's right.
Amen. Y'all okay? Amen. Every preacher in this room knows what I'm talking about.
Amen.
You ever got done preaching and you really just wanted to go hide somewhere?
Amen.
Just drop your head and hope and pray you do better next time. Hope nobody was listening on the radio. I don't want that to be my at-bat every time.
Amen.
We're going to have bad days because we're human.
Amen.
Sometimes I think God will let us have a bad day just to humble us.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. But man, for the average, I want it to be good.
Amen.
I want it to be good on Sunday morning. I want it to be good on Sunday night. I want it to be good on Wednesday night. I want it to be good every time we show up.
Amen.
Amen. And you know what? You have as much to do with that as I do.
Amen.
You know why? Because you're on my team.
Amen.
I remember sitting in a dugout as a kid, and we'd sit there and spit full of sunflower seeds. And if we wasn't paying attention to the game, Johnny J.P. Denton would chew us out. Just because you wasn't on the field didn't mean your interest wasn't out there. When you're not on the field, you cheer them on. That's your team out there. Amen. Sometimes it gets a little quiet in here on Sunday morning. I hit a sensitive spot or a sensitive subject, and people just drop, hey, I'm batting for you. One of them walks the aisle and gets saved. You got part of that. Amen. And every now and then you'll just say, hey, good job, preacher, preach. Good job, children's church workers. Good job, bus workers. Hallelujah. We got another run. Lord, encourage one another.
Amen.
Amen. There are those who are watching the team or watching the field. Now pay attention. There are those who are working the field. There are those who are working the field. I've seen people sit in the stands and holler at them over time. Leave them alone. They got a job to do, man. They got a job. They got a pennant race to win. Leave them alone. Quit hollering at them. Let them work. Cheer them on if you go do anything. You ever seen those football players in the football games? They'll turn and look at the stands and they'll do this. You know what they're asking for? Cheer us on. Louder, louder, louder. The louder you holler, the harder we'll play. Amen. There are those working in the field. Hey, we got Sister Irene, Brother Jerry back there working with them. They ain't never been two more gifted people to work with little kids, ever. I put them up against anybody's anywhere. You're not going to beat them. They're on our team. We've got the best there is playing for us. You got Brother Thomas and Brother Greg out there on Sunday morning with them juniors. You don't get no better than that. Somebody said, are you ever going to change positions? Why? Put somebody less? So you got a lot of confidence in them. I sure do. That's why I don't have to be out there on Sunday morning. Why? They're on my team. We okay? These Sunday school classes, I eavesdrop on a little bit every Sunday. I can't believe y'all are on my team. I hear some of the stuff, it blows my mind. I stand at Brother Freddie's door and I stand and think, he's got my outline. I guarantee you it's happened over 100 times that he's taught the same thing in Sunday school I'm fixing to preach on Sunday morning. And I always know because he starts laughing when I start preaching. Brother Charles and I did it a couple Sundays ago and had the exact same points. I walk up to Levi's class and see that big old classroom we just got done with, packed full of people. I really go up there just because they got good breakfast. But I just walk away from that and I'm thinking, they're on my team. They're on my team, man. That's better than playing with Chipper Jones. Are you listening? Man, what a team. I go by Brother Williams' class every Sunday, same routine. Every week I make faces at him. Because the window's kind of behind his back and he can't see me, and I make faces at the class, disrupt. But I walk away from that thinking, man, they're on my team. I watch these buses pull in. I watch Sister Donna and Brother Clint get off that bus Sunday morning. All them kids was high-fiving. I thought, man, they're on my team. I saw the girls get off, Lydia and them, get off that bus on Sunday, and that bus loaded down with kids, and I thought, they're on my team. I get to play with them. Woo! What a blessing for those working the field. Amen. Now, lastly, and I'm done. I want you to notice this other crowd. Did you know there's more players in the dugout and in the bullpen than there is on the field? Did you know that? What are those guys doing? They're waiting for their turn. They're waiting for their shot. If the shortstop falls and sprains his ankle, no problem. They got another one. They got somebody ready to go in. If the pitcher throws out his arm, they got one in the bullpen warming up. All they got to do is pick up that phone. Amen. I bet you used to hate seeing that coach come walking out there, didn't you? Give me that ball, boy. You done. After about the fourth person you hit between the eyes. Hey, I've been hit one of them. I know. Listen to me carefully. Hey, we need some waiting. We need some ready to go in. If we're going to have four bus routes, we need more than four CDL drivers. Because if we got a sick driver, that's a bunch of kids that don't get picked up. We need somebody in the dugout that says, hey, put me in the game. I'm ready to go. Got my P endorsement. I'm ready. Give me a key. Tell me which way to go. Amen. I come in tonight. I called Levi today. I had no voice whatsoever. I called Levi. He said, man, you sound awful. I said, I don't know if I'm going to get to preach tonight, but here's what I'm going to try to do. I come in. He looked at me like, you feeling better? And I see that look in his face. I thought, you're my son. He wanted me not better. I saw it in his face, brother. Hey. Are you feeling better? And it's like, I got it if you ain't. I'm preaching just in spite of you. That's the only reason I'm up here. I thought, bless the Lord, I'll show him. I preach dead if I have to. Amen. Are you feeling better? I am now. Amen. There are those that are waiting to go in. Hey, I'm glad I've got some preachers that at the drop of the hat. Amen. I'm glad I can travel some. And I ain't got to worry this wheels is going to fall off. Amen. There's as good of preachers in this room as there are anywhere in these three counties. Y'all listening? Thank God we got some ready to step in. Amen. We need some ready to step out too. Amen. Amen. Some of your jobs may not be to stay here forever. Amen. Son, I got a burden for the Midwest and the West so bad I can't stand it. I want to start another church. I want to start one in Wyoming. I done picked a spot just so I can come preach for you every year. Seriously, we need some ready to step in. We need some ready to step out. We need those waiting for the field. Give me my shot. Give me my opportunity. Amen. Hey, listen. Somebody said, why are we only going to have four bus routes? That's all the people we got ready to take them. Amen. A lot of churches are quitting their bus ministries or downsizing it. I not want to downsize. I want to upsize. I want to do like Brother Gibbs said, pull up to the drive-through of heaven and say, biggie size it. Yeah. Amen. People dying going to hell. Yeah. I will go get them. Oh, we need some people suit up. Yeah. Now listen to me. If we could point out every position on that field, every player has a different job. Every one of those nine men have a different job. At first baseman, now he could probably do other things, but that's his gift. That's his gift. Now listen, I'm not a gifted teacher. I can teach. But this is my gift right here. Now if I need to step in and teach, I can do that. I can do that. Occasionally I'll teach a Bible class. I can do that. Oh, by the way, Bible class registration is due, and only one person's paid. I was supposed to announce that. So there. Pay up. If you don't pay, he ain't going to say. they ain't going to teach, amen? No, I'm kidding, but it is due. Listen, we need some people waiting. We need some people getting ready to step in and do whatever it is God calls you to do. Amen. There's a job here for you. How much you want to bet? There's going to be more Sunday school classes as soon as we have a place to put them. Amen. We get this government grant, and they give us $500,000 to remodel that house. We're going to have some nice classrooms out there. Yeah. Real nice. Beautiful. Oh, yeah. We got some ready? Brother Ronnie, you ready? I knew you'd get a grin out of it. Hey, we got some chomping at the bits. Thank God. Now, listen, there's nine men on that field, and every one of them's got a different job. But they're every one important. Every one is important. If that left fielder ain't in his place, it could cost them the game. I used to hate playing the outfield when I was a kid because nobody could hit it out there. If you wasn't no good, that's where they stuck you. You're going in the outfield, boy, where there ain't no action. Now I want to play infield. Finally, I did get to play infield. But listen, every job is important. If that shortstop ain't there, how can he cut off that ground ball? If that third baseman ain't there, how can he catch that out and down that left field line and throw that guy out at first base? He's got to be in his place to do his job. Yes, amen. Right. Oh, the pitcher always gets all the, hey, what good's a pitcher if you ain't got a team? Yeah. Right. What good's a pitcher? It doesn't matter how good that pitcher is. He can't win that game all by himself. Amen. Are we okay? Amen. That team's got to be in its place. Here's what I'm trying to say. At the end of the game, they may name the pitcher the VIP. Or MVP, thank you. VIP, what is that? Anyhow, y'all know what I'm talking about. At the end of the game, that pitcher might be named the MVP. But he could not be named that without the aid and the support of everybody else on the team. Are you listening? A lot of times we'd watch old Tom Glavine and Tom would pitch an awesome game. One of the greatest pitchers I think ever lived, Tom Glavine. He's awesome. He'd pitch an awesome game. But man, by the end of the game, that old arm's give out. So they call that closer in.
Yeah.
Tom still gets credit for the win, but what if that closer had blown it?
Yeah.
He was just as important as a starter. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Then you got to have your guys, if you're going to win the game, you got to have your guys that can hit. No pitcher can hit. That's true. Rarely you see a pitcher put wood on the ball. That just don't never happen. But you've got to have some men on that team if you're going to put points on the board that can hit. What I'm saying is it takes everybody. It takes everybody. I'll give you some areas where we need help right now. Bus ministry, bus breakfast, nursery. Nursery big time. There ain't near enough ladies back there to handle what we got going on. Not near enough. There's no way we should have all those children in one room. No way. There would be infants on one side and toddlers on the other. That's why we built it like that. But we got to have enough ladies that'll work it. Man, that's a ministry. Do you understand that? Can you imagine me being here with what you're dealing with back there? Can you imagine if that chaos was in here? Seriously, think about it now. Can you imagine all that crying and screaming being in here? Nobody'd get saved. That's a vital ministry of this church, and no, it's one that nobody likes to do. But it's important. It's very important. Men, you can't sign up. I've had men ask me, can I help in the nursery? No. Legal issues. We don't need men in the nursery. Amen. We need women. We need women that'll dedicate themselves not to go gossip, not to talk about everybody's kids, but to go back there and love on them and take care of them while mama hears the preaching. And if we'd get enough to join the team, you wouldn't have to do it but once in a blue moon. Amen. The way you work less is enlarge the rotation. Does that make sense? If you got eight ladies signed up to do nursery, guess what? Every 4 weeks, you're going to be working nursery. If you've got 80 ladies signed up to do nursery.
Amen.
Don't die on me. Hey, we had 80 people eating lasagna last night. Sign up, guys. Sign up and help. Yeah, but I hate it. Yeah, but look how God will reward you. Amen. We need people in that area right now. And there's other areas all over the place. We need some people looking over that fence saying, when's it going to be my turn? When's it going to be? I have a guys tonight in this church. They ask me all the time when they're going to get to preach. I like that. That lets me know they got a desire. Brother Warren asks me all the time, when am I going to get to preach? When God puts you on my heart. I like that. There's a desire there. He's looking over the fence. He's not sitting on the bench spitting sunflower seed. He's ready to go. He's been watching the field. He's been watching those work the field. And he wants to be a part of it. But guess what? There's a crowd that never gets to come out of that dugout. Never. There's a guy they'll only call out of that dugout when they need a pinch hitter. It's all his air fault. To hit one time.
Amen.
That's it. But you know what? If they go to the World Series and they win, that guy that only got to come out one time, he gets a ring too, don't he, Johnny? Why? Because he's on the team. Because he is on the team. The one with the great batting average, he gets a ring. But the one with no batting average, he gets a ring. Because he's on the team.
Amen.
He gets part of the credit.
Amen.
Because he did stand in the dugout and say, good job.
Yeah.
He did stand in the dugout and cheer his team on. Amen. Suit up. Suit up. Let's be part of this team. This is a good team.
Amen.
This is a good team.
Amen.
Where are you at tonight? Are you watching the field? Are you working the field? Are you waiting to get on the field? This is good. This is a good place to work, man.
Amen.
This is a good team to be a part of.
Yes,
we're going to have differences. We're going to have difficulties. We're going to have hard times, man. We're going to go through losing streaks.
Amen.
Because we're people.
Yes, sir.
But man, we're still a part of an awesome team. At the end of the day, I think this is the best church there is anywhere.
Yes, sir. That's right.
I didn't believe that, I probably wouldn't be here. But I believe that with all my heart. Some of the best people I know. I loved last night. My wife and I bet my wife said it three times on the way home. She said, I'm so glad we went. She said, because at church, you just don't really get a chance to know people. And we just got to get a chance to know some people. We sat with Brother Steve Pilgrim and his wife last night. And boy, my wife just cherished that. She talked about it all the way home. Man, I enjoyed that. We got some of the best people in the world, man. They do anything. They do anything you ask them to do. If I took up a love offering, I have a love offering y'all to death here lately, and I apologize. We're going to give you a break for a little bit. If somebody just has to have help, we'll pull it out of the church. But if I took one up tonight, you'd give.
Amen.
What a team, man. That's what a team is. When one of its players is down, they rally around them.
That's right.
Amen. And I thank God for that. And I appreciate the opportunity to get to be a part of this. Amen. I'm excited to see what's going to happen in the future. I don't know. But it's going to be good. Amen. I think it's going to be good. All we need is a check. Am I right about it? Amen. And these people out there can write them. Oh, yeah. And they're not bouncing everything. Yeah. I hear these stories all the time. Famous preachers across America talk about how somebody just walked in their office, handed them a blank check and said, you fill it out.
Yeah.
I would. If somebody walked in and handed me a check, I'd write it for $6 million. Ain't that what we're praying for? $6 million. I'm serious.
Yeah.
I'd do it as fast as make your head spin.
Amen.
I've heard them stories so much, I don't even want to hear another. I'm mad. Because they got one of them stories and we don't.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Holy Spirit filled me just like He did them.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm preaching the same book, the same message.
Amen.
I got a burden for people just like they did.
Amen.
We need a check writer.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
I believe it's going to happen.
Amen.
One of these days,
Amen.
Somebody's going to say, tell me what you need. And I'm going to tell them. So fast it'd make their head spin off their head. Yeah, you just go ahead and sign it. Before they change their mind, amen. And me and Freddie's going to the bank. Amen. If you're just sitting on the sidelines, maybe it's time you said, I need to be a part of this. If I can't do nothing but be a part financially and give, support the work. Amen. I was thrilled to death when we took his family on Sunday night.
Yeah.
Thrilled to death.
Amen.
You know why? I could care less about going to Papua New Guinea. Especially after they told me how they have to live over there.
Yeah.
I'll gladly support missions.
Amen.
So somebody else can go.
Yes, sir.
It takes his wife 2 airplanes to get to the store to get groceries. 2 airplanes just to go get groceries. Isn't that amazing? She went to the hospital, broke her leg, put the doctors walking around barefoot with mud between their toes. Unsanitary. Yeah, I'll write a check every week. If you got a burden to go over there, hallelujah, I'll help you. I'm just being for real.
Amen.
Like Brother John called me last night and said, or talked to me last night, and he said, when are we going to the Dominican? I thought, who's we, Kemosabe? I went out and ate with the pastor. They don't have electricity. They went to the store and got hamburger. By the time they got home, somebody called and told them, said, don't eat it, it's human. And he's trying to encourage me to go over there. I'm like, oh. Nah, we got a Sonic. Amen. Hey, I count it an honor to help them guys stay out there doing what they're doing. Amen. Let's stand our feet tonight. What a team. Come pick you up a prayer sheet. I got it. Oh, he'd get it off, I guarantee you.